This is the CSIS Global Health Interview Series at www.smartglobalhealth.org.
Good morning. My name is Catherine Bliss, and I direct the Project on Global Water Policy at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. I am here this morning with Elizabeth Kleemeyer, who is a senior water and sanitation specialist at the World Bank. Dr. Kleemeyer is the author of A Smart Lesson, which is a publication that the International Finance Corporation releases to provide information about what it calls real experiences and real development, lessons from the field. Elizabeth is the author of the study called Private Operators and Rural Water Supplies, Can It Work? Elizabeth is here with us today to talk about her work surveying the experiences of at least 25 different countries working to improve rural water supply and sanitation services. Elizabeth, thank you for being with us today. I want to ask you to start out by telling us a bit about your research, what inspired the questions that you put together, and how you went about gathering data from such a diversity of countries.
Yes, thank you very much. First, perhaps I should say that this is an unusual smart lesson. Most of the smart lessons are based on the experience from implementing projects, either IFC or World Bank projects. In my case, though, it's based on, as you said, a review of 25 initiatives from around the world. And this was a desk review, so it was based entirely on the information I was able to get from the gray literature of project reports and a little bit from talking to the people that implemented those projects. And what unifies the 25 initiatives is that they were all attempts to involve the private sector in actually operating rural water supply schemes. I'm sure that most of your listeners are aware that the predominant model for the management of rural water supply schemes has long been community management. So this study was an attempt to shift that focus a little bit and try and pull together the experiences that are coming out and evolving from a very different kind of management model, one which is based on the private sector managing rural water supply schemes. And indeed, I found these 25 cases in which, in some way or another, the private sector had been involved in managing rural water supply schemes.
So the overarching group of publications is Smart Lessons. So can you say a little bit about the lessons that came out of this study? What were some of the most important messages that you took away from this review, and what can you share with others looking to understand the ways in which the private sector interacts with rural water supply systems?
Well, yes, I can very simply tell you what the one main message is, which is that the private sector is indeed sometimes a better option for managing rural water supplies than a community management approach is. So that's the main message. That doesn't mean that everywhere and every time throughout the world we should always use a private sector approach to management rather than using a community. But it does mean that when you look at these 25 experiences, there's enough of a positive trend to be very interested in this approach, to see that we should consider it more, that we need to follow these experiences and see that they indeed are holding the potential that, at least in some of the cases, they seem to be offering. I should quickly rush to say that sometimes private sector doesn't manage the schemes well at all. And so it's not a universal panacea. We're simply talking about adding one kind of management option or tool to the range of tools we should consider when we think about how are we going to make rural water supply schemes sustainable.
Now, in your discussion, you have mentioned that there were kind of four assumptions or assumptions that it's important to keep in mind when thinking about the role of the private sector, particularly in its work at the rural community level. Could you say a bit about those?
Yeah, as I said at the beginning, my main message is that the private sector is sometimes a better option for managing rural water supplies than community management is. So there are a number of ways that simple message could perhaps be open to misinterpretation. One thing is that I'm talking about managing rural water supplies. For a long time, of course, we've known that the private sector has a big role to play in the supply chain, that community-managed schemes will have to go to the private sector to buy equipment, spare parts, and services. But what I'm talking about is using the private sector to actually manage the schemes instead of leaving the management of the schemes entirely up to the private sector. So that's one point to be very clear about. A second point is that I say sometimes the private sector is a better management option. It doesn't mean that everywhere and every place this is the way to go. We're not trying to introduce a new orthodoxy about the best way to manage rural water supplies. Quite the opposite. We're trying to tear down the old orthodoxy that said that community management was always the best option for managing rural water supplies. And another misunderstanding can come in when I say the private sector, because the private sector doesn't in this case mean what we think of in an urban water supply utility, where it's a huge multinational firm that moves in with a lot of capital, a lot of technical support, and it's not on that scale. The kind of operators that we may be talking about are extremely diverse. It may be an international firm, as was the case in Gabon, Burkina Faso, or Côte d'Ivoire, but in a case like Mauritania, it's sometimes just a village elder living in the village who may on a part-time basis manage the scheme. In Cambodia and parts of Vietnam, it can be a family that decides to invest the family savings in building a small piped network in a small rural area and uses that income to supplement the family income. And it can be anything in between. So the message is the private sector is sometimes a better option for managing rural water supply than community management is. But remember, we're talking about a very diverse definition of what the private sector is. It's only sometimes a better option. We definitely are talking about management of it, and perhaps I should say we're talking about rural water supplies and not urban water supplies, where this has long been a more accepted notion.
Well, Elizabeth, I want to thank you for joining us today. I've been discussing the publication, Private Operators and Rural Water Supplies, Can It Work?, with author Elizabeth Kleemeyer, Senior Water and Sanitation Specialist at the World Bank. And I thank you for joining us today, and good luck with your future research.
Thank you very much.